many of us are coming into very serious situations, and financially they seem like mountains that are in our way, but just as we hear the song playing right now, we believe that you're going to do it again. The mountains that we've seen you move, Lord, financial mountains, relationship mountains, marriage mountains, house mountains, ministry mountains, job mountains. Father, we believe you're going to move those mountains in the name of Jesus. You did it before. You brought us to this place, and everything that tries to impede us, Father, we just believe in the name of Jesus that it will be removed. We will speak to the mountain and tell it to be moved in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know what? I may as well just turn it up a little bit. Come on. More praise. All right.
Amen.
All right. You can be seated.
Pueden sentarse, por favor.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. You supposed to say all right.
There's no word for that. Okay.
Good morning, everybody.
Buenos días a todos.
Well, I want to first thank you. Thank you guys for being here.
Quiero dar las gracias a todos por estar aquí.
I don't know if there are any people who speak Spanish.
No sé si hay personas aquí que hablan español.
That don't understand English.
Que no entienden inglés.
But because we're outdoors.
Pero como estamos aquí afuera hoy.
I wanted people to hear Spanish.
Queremos que la gente escuche alrededor español en la comunidad.
So I asked Isaac to come.
So me pidió que,
and translate
que viniera y traduciera
today's message.
Todo su mensaje hoy.
All right. How do you say all right in Spanish?
All right.
Okay. ¿Cómo dices all right in Spanish?
Quick story. I won't tell the whole story.
Una historia rápida, no la voy a decir toda.
But I will just say this.
Pero solamente voy a decir esto.
I had an experience.
Tuve una experiencia esta semana.
That where God taught me.
Donde Dios me enseñó.
About valuing people.
Del valor de valuar a las personas.
And it's especially in ministry.
Especialmente en el ministerio.
You just heard. All of our kids.
Ya escuchaste a todos nuestros hijos.
And they
niños.
Talked about gifts.
Hablaron de dones.
And you heard the leaders.
Y escuchamos a los líderes.
And how well they valued the
cómo
gifts.
Cómo ellos valoraron sus dones.
But I had a moment in last week.
Pero tuve un momento en la semana pasada.
Where I wasn't valuing someone's gift.
Que no estaba valorando el don de una persona.
And I saw.
Y miré.
Give me a minute. Let me say this right. Hold on.
Déjame, voy a dame un minuto. Voy a decir esto muy bien.
What I shared with them,
lo que compartí con ellos,
made me realize,
me hizo realizar,
that I was not valuing them properly,
que no lo estaba valorando correctamente.
And God used that,
y Dios usó eso,
that moment,
ese momento,
to help me to see.
Para ayudarme a ver
something deeper in my heart,
algo dentro de mi corazón,
about believing,
de creer,
what God can do,
lo que Dios puede hacer,
through others,
a través de otros.
He began to teach me,
me comenzó a enseñar
that que, his power
que su poder
can touch anyone's life.
Puede tocar cualquier vida.
No matter how much education they have,
no importa qué educación tengan,
no matter what their gifting is,
no importa el don que tengan,
and no matter where they come from,
no importa dónde vengan,
even no matter how old they are,
y no importa qué tan
whether
viejos
young
sean jóvenes,
or not as young,
no tan jóvenes.
Amen.
Amen.
And as God began to teach me this,
así como Dios me estaba enseñando esto,
it vexed my heart.
Trajo convicción a mi corazón,
because I learned later
porque entendí después
that what I had done
que lo que había hecho
had wounded that person
había lastimado
in some way.
A esa persona
and
en
I
forma.
Had to follow my own message
y tenía que seguir mi propio
from
mensaje
last week
de la siguiente,
and
de la
go
semana
back
y regresar
and reconcile
y reconciliar
still in the process of that
en el proceso de eso.
But God helped me to see
pero Dios me ayudó a ver
something buried in my heart
algo que estaba dentro de mi corazón
of not believing
de no creer
what God can do
de lo que Dios puede hacer
through people
a través de las gentes.
My wife and I,
mi esposa y yo,
we are from Chicago.
Somos de Chicago.
Big city.
Una ciudad grande.
And we're from a church called Christian Life Center.
Somos de una iglesia que se llama Cristiana Centro.
In Tinley Park, Illinois.
En la ciudad de Tinley Park.
And it's a relatively big church. It's
es una
a kind of big
grande.
Church. And when we came from that church,
cuando vinimos de esa iglesia,
and we came to South Bend,
y llegamos aquí a South Bend,
there was a lot of concern for us.
Había mucho preocupación por nosotros.
From other people.
De otras personas.
And feeling like
y sintiendo
the big city and the big church that we had come from
que la iglesia grande de la ciudad grande que habíamos venido
that somehow the small city
que a lo mejor
and
la
the small church that we were coming to
o la iglesia pequeña cual estábamos
somehow
viendo,
suffered from deficiency
sufrió un poco de insuficiencia.
And I had to grapple with the fact
tuve que entender
that a lot of that feeling
que todos esos sentimientos
was buried in my own heart.
Estaba dentro de mi corazón.
Amen.
Amen.
This is a good picnic message.
Este es algo bueno para este picnic.
So when God, and sometimes God has to use situations
Dios tiene que usar situaciones
to help you see
para que tú puedas ver
what's buried deeply
de lo que está dentro de tu corazón.
And I believe
y yo creo
that the reason
que la razón
why God had me to share this with you
porque quería que hoy compartiera esto contigo
is because I'm probably not the only one
porque a lo mejor no soy el único
with this issue.
Con este problema.
That in some way
que en una forma
we all have to
todos
you said all that in that one word. We all have to
que todos tenemos
value one another
valorar el uno al otro
and believe in one another
y creer en uno al otro.
Now in the Bible, in Acts chapter 1, I'll read the scripture since I
en
handed
la
you the paper.
Biblia, en Hechos,
let me read you the scripture in Acts chapter 1.
Voy a leer esa parte de la escritura.
Verse 15, let me read the whole thing.
Go ahead.
And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of names was about 120.
What was the first one?
Oh, yeah, the very first one.
Okay. Durante aquellos días comenzó próximamente 120 creyentes estaban juntos en el mismo lugar y Pedro se puso de pie y se dirigió a ellos.
Amen. So Jesus at this time
Jesús en este tiempo
has ascended into heaven.
Ya había ascendido al cielo.
How many followers does Jesus have total?
¿Cuántos seguidores tenía en total?
Probably thousands.
Tal vez probablemente miles.
But this 120 people
pero estas 5,000 personas
were the people he used
eran las personas que él usó
to send his Holy Spirit
para mandar a su Santo Espíritu
into the earth.
A la tierra.
This 120 people
estas 120 mil personas
are the reason,
son la razón,
why you and I,
porque tú y yo,
2,000 years later,
2,000 años después,
have the Holy Spirit.
Tenemos el Espíritu Santo.
That's because,
eso es,
this was obviously,
porque era obvio,
a super elite,
era algo grande,
high powered,
poder,
highly
poderoso,
educated,
highly gifted, de dones,
rich to pockets overflowing,
mucho dinero que les salía
and
las,
the best of the best,
que eran los mejores de los mejores,
of everything you could name,
de todo lo que tú podías,
right?
Nombrar,
no,
¿sí?
No, no,
right?
No,
¿sí?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
¿Estás correcto?
Wait a minute.
Okay, vamos a esperar aquí.
The Holy Spirit of God.
El Espíritu Santo de Dios.
The one third of the triune being in heaven.
En la tercera parte de los
that
ángeles.
That is called God.
Que llama a Dios.
Came to the earth.
Vino a la tierra.
Surely they had to be like the best of the best, right?
Claramente tenía que ser lo mejor de lo mejor.
No, in fact, let me read you this scripture.
En realidad, vamos a leer
let's go to Acts chapter 4. Let me read this. It says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that these were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus.
Los miembros del concilio quedaron asombrados cuando vieron el valor de Pedro, Juan, porque veían que eran hombres comunes, sin ninguna preparación especial de las Escrituras. También los identificaron como hombres que habían estado con Jesús.
Amen. So what you're trying to say, Pastor Doug?
¿Qué estás tratando de decir, Pastor Doug?
You trying to call us uneducated?
¿Nos estás diciendo que no estamos educados?
You trying to call us ignorant?
¿Nos estás diciendo que somos ignorantes?
Trying to say we don't know nothing.
¿O nos estás tratando de decir que no sabemos nada?
That's not what I'm saying.
Eso no es lo que estoy diciendo.
You make sure you say that right. That's okay. Not what I'm saying at all.
Eso no es lo que estoy diciendo hoy.
Okay, I'm checking Pastor Cruz. Make sure you said that.
Checking.
You good? Yeah. What I am saying to you,
lo que te estoy diciendo,
is that God doesn't need degrees,
que Dios no necesita diplomas,
money,
dinero,
education,
educación.
God doesn't even need a whole lot of experience.
No necesita mucha experiencia.
In fact,
en razón, o
sometimes
en hecho,
the lesson that you have,
la lección que
the
tienes,
better God can use you.
Que te puede usar.
Sometimes.
A veces.
But all God really needs,
pero lo que Dios necesita,
is our willingness,
es nuestro deseo,
is our surrender,
nuestro rendimiento,
is our yes,
es nuestro sí.
That's what he really needs.
Eso es lo que él sí necesita.
Now, in South Bend, we have been called,
hemos sido llamados,
one of the top 10,
una de las 10
dying cities.
De las ciudades que se están muriendo.
That would have never happened with my iPad.
Eso no hubiera pasado con mi iPad.
We were number 8.
Éramos el número 8.
When we first came, I don't know what
llegamos.
Number we are now.
No sé qué número estamos hoy.
And the reason I don't know the number,
y la razón por lo cual
is
no
because
sé el número,
frankly I don't care.
La verdad es porque no
what the world has to say,
lo que el mundo tiene que decir,
about my city,
de mi ciudad.
Yes, this is my city. Yeah, I live
sí.
in Granger, but that doesn't matter.
Es mi ciudad. Vivo en Granger, pero
this
no
is
no
not
importa.
CLC Granger.
Esto no es CLC Granger.
This is not CLC Mishawaka. God bless them.
Mishawaka.
Our neighboring city right across the street. I love y'all, Mishawaka. Somebody get a hand for Mishawaka. They don't get no mixed message here. We love Mishawaka.
Vamos a Mishawaka.
But this is CLC South
Pero
Bend.
Este es CLC South Bend.
And as long as we're here,
y mientras estemos aquí,
this city,
esta ciudad,
is going to be,
va a ser una ciudad,
all that God,
todo lo que Dios,
has called us to be,
nos ha llamado a ser.
And in order to do that,
yeah, para hacer eso,
we have to believe in God,
tenemos que creer en Dios,
but we also have to believe in each other.
Pero también tenemos que creer en
just like this 120.
así como estos,
they believed in each other.
Que creyeron,
they had unity.
Tenían unidad,
they had love.
Tenían amor,
and they had oneness.
Y tenían,
before the Holy Spirit even showed up.
Tenían uno solo antes de que el Espíritu Santo
when the Holy Spirit came,
cuando el Espíritu Santo vino,
it only added fuel to the fire.
Solamente echó ese,
it only added power
poder
to every one of their gifts.
A cada uno de sus dones.
And so listen to this.
Entonces escucha esto.
Here's what 2 Corinthians says.
Esto es lo que dice 2
Corintios. In chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. It says, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new.
Así que hemos dejado de evaluar a otros desde el punto de vista humano. En un tiempo pasado en Cristo, solo desde un punto de vista humano que tenía diferente, lo conocíamos ahora. Esto significado que todo aquel que parece en Cristo se ha convertido en una nueva criatura y la vida antigua ha pasado. En nueva vida ha comenzado.
Amen. That means now that we're in Christ.
Ahora que estamos en Cristo,
I don't see you.
No te veo
according to your human limitations.
No te veo en tus limitaciones humanas.
I now see you.
Ahora te veo
through God's potential.
En el potencial de Cristo.
We now see each other.
Ahora nos vemos
through God's potential.
En el potencial de Cristo.
You now see me.
Ahora tú me ves
through God's potential.
Por el potencial
I
de
now
Dios.
See you.
Ahora yo te veo
through God's potential.
En el potencial de Dios.
I don't see you.
No te veo
according to your human limitations.
A las formas limitadas
de my
tu
mind might.
Mi mente tal vez.
But my spirit sees something else.
Pero mi espíritu ve algo más.
My spirit sees.
Mi espíritu ve
that all things
que todas las cosas
are possible.
Son posibles.
All things
todas las cosas
are possible.
Son posibles.
So here's what one of the cities.
Esta es una de las ciudades.
In Jesus' time.
En el tiempo de Cristo.
Here's what they said about that city. In John chapter 1 verses 45 and 46. It says, Philip found Nathanael, and he said to him, we have found him, the one who of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth. Everybody say Nazareth.
Nazareth.
The son of Joseph. And then Nathanael said to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything good come out of this dying city? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Go ahead and read that in Spanish.
Dice, Corintios 5, 16.
Sure.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Oh, wait, oh no, yeah, John. Sorry.
Yes.
So, Juan 1, 45 al 46. Felipe fue y buscó a Nazaret y le dijo, hemos encontrado aquel quien Moisés y los profetas escribieron, que se llama Jesús, el hijo de José de Nazaret. ¿De Nazaret? ¿Algo puede venir bueno de Nazaret? ¿Acaso algo bueno sale de Nazaret? Bueno, comprobó tú y lo respondió Felipe.
In Matthew chapter 2, verse
en Mateo,
here's what was said about Bethlehem. It says, but you Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
Dice Mateo 2:6, y tú, oh Belén, en tierra de Judá, no eres la menor entre las ciudades de Judea, porque de ti saldrá un gobernante que será el pastor de mi pueblo Israel.
Something good.
Algo bueno.
And something God
y algo de Dios
is going to come
va a venir
out of you.
Dentro de ti.
something good,
algo bueno,
and something God,
en algo de Dios,
is going to come,
va a salir,
out of you,
dentro de ti.
It will,
y va a ser,
shepherd,
va a ser como pastor,
the people,
la gente,
of this city,
de esta ciudad.
It will lead,
te va a llevar,
the people,
a las personas, sorry,
yes, of this city,
de esta ciudad,
closer to God,
más cerca a Dios.
It's obviously because
es obviamente porque
we are filthy rich,
porque somos muy ricos,
highly educated,
so tenemos mucha
everybody's
educación.
Lowest degree is like a doctorate degree.
Todos tenemos estos doctorados.
It must be because
tiene
we are
porque
a super elite,
somos lo más alto
people
de las personas que hay aquí.
Is that true or not?
Eso es verdad, sí o no?
I don't know what answer we're going to get. But
Jesus,
you know what?
Name.
Yeah, we received that. Can I just tell you this? Even if you're not super rich,
si no eres tan rico,
even if you don't have all kind of initials after your name,
o
doctor, this,
MBA,
that, or whatever,
o educación,
even if you don't have any of those things,
si no tienes alguna,
you may have grown up with all kinds of disadvantages.
A lo mejor creciste con muchas,
in your home,
ocasiones en tu casa.
Can I just tell you, it doesn't matter.
Te puedo decir que no importa.
Because God has assembled us here.
Porque Dios nos ha traído aquí.
If God called us here,
si Dios nos trajo aquí,
God did not call us here.
No nos trajo aquí Dios.
To just sit idly.
Para sentarnos solamente.
God called us here,
Dios nos trajo aquí,
for the purpose,
por el propósito,
of shepherding this city,
para pastorear esta ciudad,
because something good,
porque algo bueno,
and something God,
y algo de Dios,
is going to come out of us,
va a salir de nosotros,
to lead this city,
para guiar esta
can
ciudad.
You tell that to somebody,
¿te puedes decir eso a
something
persona?
Good,
algo bueno,
and something God, tell somebody else that
Dios,
right now, something good,
que está a tu lado, algo bueno,
something God,
algo de Dios,
is coming out of you,
va a salir de ti,
to lead this city,
para pastorear esta
closer
iglesia,
to God,
cerca a Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
I like that. I like that.
Me gusta.
So let me just tell you this.
Ahora deja solamente decirte esto.
Deliverance has come to this house.
Libertad ha venido a esta casa.
And whatever God had been dealing with me with was,
y lo que
was
Dios
done
había
days
vida,
ago.
Ya se ha ido.
And God has helped me to realize,
y Dios me ha ayudado a
if he can use me,
si Dios me puede usar a mí,
to pastor a church,
para pastorear una iglesia,
whether it's this church or any other church,
puede ser esta iglesia o alguna
if
otra
God
iglesia,
can use me,
Dios me puede usar,
to pastor this church,
para pastorear esta
he
iglesia,
can use any one of us,
puede usar a cada uno de nosotros,
to lead this city,
para guiar esta ciudad.
Come on, somebody.
Vamos.
Amen. Dicen, vamos. That's how you say that? Oh, I'm losing that. Vamos. Come on, somebody. So I'm just looking at what God's getting ready to use. Just give me a minute.
Tratando de pensar lo que Dios está dando.
This is what God's getting ready to use.
Lo que Dios quiere
to lead this city.
Usar para guiar esta ciudad.
I believe it.
Yo lo creo.
I have to admit.
Tengo que
I struggled days and weeks and months before and didn't even realize it.
Y no lo había realizado.
But what I'm looking at right now, I see through different eyes.
Veo por diferentes ojos.
And I see through healed eyes.
Yeah. Veo por ojos
that,
de sanidad.
That realize
que entienden
that if God can use
si Dios puede usar
uneducated,
personas que no eran educadas,
untrained people
no eran entrenadas,
to bring, to usher in the Holy Spirit of God into
el Espíritu
the earth.
Santo de Dios a la tierra.
He can use us,
él nos puede usar a nosotros,
to lead this city to him.
Para guiar este pueblo.
I believe it.
Yo lo creo.
Now my question to you is, do you believe it?
Ahora mi pregunta es, ¿tú lo
when
crees?
You look to the person next to you, do you believe it?
Ahora tú ves
when
a la
you,
persona que
when
está
you look in the mirror and you
espejo,
see what God has created in you,
lo que Dios ha creado
do
en
you
ti,
believe it?
Lo crees.
No, I'm serious. Dude, look at the person next to you.
Ve a la persona que está
and
a su lado.
Tell them,
y dile,
I believe in you.
Yo creo en ti.
I believe in you.
Yo creo en ti.
We're going to leave this city
vamos a guiar esta ciudad
together
juntos
to the glory of God.
Para la gloria de Dios.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you stand Hallelujah. To your feet if you believe that?
Se
and let's just give
pie,
God praise
vamos
in
a
this place.
Dios.
Or outside, you know what I mean. In this area.
In esta ciudad, in esta area.
Yeah. So I'm done.
Ya terminé.
I really am done.
Ya terminé.
What do we want to do now? We want to pray, don't we?
¿Qué queremos hacer ahorita? Vamos a orar.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Lord.
Señor.
Forgive us.
Perdónanos.
For not believing,
por no creer
that good
que lo bueno
could come out of
puede salir
the group you assembled
el grupo que tú has
among us.
Puesto aquí en nosotros.
Forgive us,
perdónanos
for not believing
no creer
that what was good
que lo que era bueno
and what was God
y lo que era de Dios
could not come out of us
no puede salir de nosotros
to lead a city.
Para guiar esta ciudad.
We repent, Lord.
Nos arrepentimos, Señor.
And we receive your forgiveness today.
Y recibimos tu perdón.
We receive your forgiveness
recibimos tu perdón
so that we now
porque
believe
ahora podamos creer
in one another.
El uno al otro.
We believe
podemos creer
in you.
En ti.
And we believe in what you've put in us.
Y creemos lo que tú has puesto en nosotros.
And we believe in what you've put in each other.
Y lo que tú has puesto en cada uno de nosotros.
We believe in what you've put in the person next to us.
Creemos en lo que tú has puesto en la persona
and
que está
we believe
y creemos
in the call
en el llamado
for which you have assembled
que tú nos has este
each of us.
A cada uno de nosotros.
And even those who aren't here yet.
Todos los que no estamos aquí.
Those who aren't even a part of this church
todos
yet.
Los que no son parte de esta iglesia.
For what you are assembling.
Por lo que tú estás juntando.
Is more than enough.
Es más que suficiente.
To turn the city.
Para cambiar esta ciudad.
Upside down.
Este, y voltearla.
For your glory.
Por tu reino.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Cristo
we
Jesús.
We believe.
Creemos.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I guess I want to offer an opportunity.
Quería dar una oportunidad.
That if there is someone here,
si hay alguien aquí hoy,
that hasn't given your life to the Lord,
que no ha dado su vida a Cristo,
we have a prayer team.
Tenemos un equipo de oración.
That I'm going to ask to just come.
Le voy a pedir que vengan.
Maybe to the sides here,
or
maybe just
este
to this side since there's more room over here. And I'm going to invite you that if you need salvation,
te voy a invitar, si necesitas salvación,
if you need to receive Jesus Christ
si necesitas a recibir a
as
Cristo
your Lord
Jesús,
and Savior,
como tu Señor y Salvador,
we invite you to come.
Te invitamos a que vengas.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you need prayer for anything.
Sin estas oraciones,
our team
por
is here.
Otra cosa,
we can pray with you.
Nuestro equipo está aquí, pueden orar contigo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to bless this food in a minute.
Voy a bendecir esta comida.
And I just want to kind of just seek the Lord right now for what he wants.
Queremos buscar a Dios por lo que Dios
but
quiere.
I don't want to keep you in this
no te quiero mantener aquí.
Setting for much longer since we got food
porque tenemos comida
coming.
Que va a venir.
Amen.
Amen.
But just know that I love you.
Quiero que sepas que los amamos.
And I believe in you.
Y creemos en ustedes.
I believe in this house.
Creemos en esta casa.
And all that God has brought to it.
Lo que Dios ha traído.
He's got many gifts in you.
Tiene muchos dones.
And he's got many callings.
Y llamados.
For each of us.
Para cada uno de nosotros.
And he's going to move powerfully through all of us.
Y se va a mover poderosamente
and
en
we
nosotros.
Have to believe in each other enough
y tenemos que creer el uno al otro
to let him do it.
Para dejar que Amen. Lo haga. Amen.
I'm going to ask my wife to come.
Le voy a pedir a mi esposa
just,
que venga.
To facilitate where we go from here, if you wouldn't mind. Can we give Pastor Sean a big hand?
Vamos a dar un aplauso al pastor.
So what we want to do is, if you want shade, we want you to stay in shade. So we're going to ask the men to help us with those tables and bring them into the shade. And if you already have your own lawn chairs, you can just drape those around each table. And then also our bouncy house person is probably going to have to drive through to set up the generator and get our bouncy houses for our kids. We'll have some of our hot food in the sanctuary, not in the sanctuary, inside the foyer, not in the sanctuary, in the foyer. We'll have that lined up on tables and the drinks right over on the other side of this wall. And then there will be some nice in and out. You can go in this way and come out this way. Is this the direction? Go in through the center doors and you can come out that way to get your plate. The drinks are on the other side of this wall. What we would really love for you guys to do is to meet someone that you haven't met before and sit and enjoy some company of CLC family and friends.
Yeah.
And let's just all have a good time together. I want to make one other announcement. We have a business person that is Gina. Is Gina here? She's not here yet. Gina is coming from Expressions Beauty School and has offered to do free haircuts for kids and anybody who wants it. So after we eat, we'll have a place set up. So free haircut. Didn't know you could come to church and get one. But she wanted to come and offer that today. So that will be set up sometime a little later. For right now, what we're going to ask is if the men can help us bring some of those tables into the shaded area, then we can, the ladies and children and everyone can put your chairs around those tables. And let's have a good time. Amen. If you need prayer, our prayer team will be here for a few minutes. Please come up and receive prayer. Don't be limited.